Blog Talk Radio. Cover this broadcast, oh God, under the blood, canceling every and any assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards it right now in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. I am your host, Sister Diane, and you are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. I tell you, it's a day to set aside to give thanks, but every day is Thanksgiving. Amen. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayers, so go ahead and gather your prayer list and let's prepare our hearts and our minds and get into that set place as we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, you give us this opportunity, Lord, Father, that, Father, that we can come together, Lord, Father, standing in unity this day, Lord, Father, giving you praise, giving you glory, giving you honor, Lord, Father. But, Father, at this time, Lord, Father, we're touching and agreeing, Lord, Father, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, Lord. And, Father, as you see, Lord, Father, the prayer list is raised before you, Lord, Father, and I lay my hand upon this prayer list. Father, we just say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. So, Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, about to answer and answering as we pray, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that there is no other God but you, Lord. We know, Lord, Father, that you hear it and see is all things, Lord, Father, and nothing, O God, is hidden from you, O God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching hearts and minds this day, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, not just in my prayer list, but all the other prayer lists that you're seeing before you, Lord. And, Father, you know what they're in need of. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves and some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we know that you're just, you're merciful, and you're loving, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you Felicita right now, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord, Father. You created that body. And, Father, you know, Lord, Father, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, O God, for your healing in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Javanka right now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue, Lord, Father, to pray, Lord, Father, continual healing, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also thank you, O God, for bringing Evelyn out of the hospital this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for regulating blood sugar right now, Lord Father. Touch her body, touch every organ in her body right now. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. We're just saying thank you, Lord Father, today just for being mindful, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all those that ask for prayer, Lord Father, and finding that robbery, Lord Father, to give, Lord Father, that praise report, Lord. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden right now, Lord Father, and plead the blood of Jesus over him, O God, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, he needs you right now to intervene on his behalf, O God. Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for touching his body. We thank you right now for touching his mind, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just working it out for him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Kathy, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you right now for all that you have done for her, doing and about to do for her, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the surgeries that you have brought her through, Lord. Father, we thank you for the healing process right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tanya and Tiana right now, Lord. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Father, as we pray right now, Lord, Father, for the spirit of reconciliation right now, being in the midst for them, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let them remember who you are, Lord Father, and what you stand for, Lord. Father, for your loving, you're merciful, you're forgiving, you're a God of many chances, Lord. So, Father, this day, oh God, we ask you to baptize us right now with your agape love, Lord Father. Not man-made love, Father, but agape love, Lord. And, Father, not just show it sometimes, Lord, but Father, show it all the time, Lord. Father, let it emanate from us right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch our listeners this day, Lord. Father, we know, oh God, that it's Thanksgiving, Lord, and many are preparing, Lord, Father, their meals right now, Lord, Father. Many are preparing right now, Lord, Father, for family come into their house, families and friends, Lord. Father, we pray this day, oh God, for traveling mercies, Lord Father, over them and cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father, that would try to hinder them from reaching their destination safely, Lord Father. So we pray right now, Lord Father, for planes, trains, and automobiles right now, even those that are walking right now, Lord Father. Father, as we dispatch their warring and minister angels, oh God, to stand guard round about them, Lord Father. Father, as they go to and fro this day, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, this day we'll not just remember the food, Lord Father, but we will remember who, Lord Father, provided everything, Lord Father, and who brought us this far, in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you the word for today. There's always a blessing to thank God for. The ones you are aware of and the ones that you are not. Be grateful to God every day. There's always a blessing to thank God for. The ones you are aware of and the ones that you are not. Be grateful to God every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Thursdays is normally the day that we will hear recording from the late apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, or you'll hear Pastor Sharon, or you'll hear Bishop Porter, you'll hear recording. But you will also know that every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, that it's never a normal broadcast, but, you know, we allow y'all to just go ahead and give thanks today what you are thankful for. Amen. And I know last week I talked about being thankful. And I'm going to read Psalms 100 again. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Lord, we thank you for the reading of that scripture this day and the edifications of our souls. Amen. We ought to be thankful each and every day, not just one day, but every day. Because when you open your eyes and you're amongst the land of the living, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. Today is Thanksgiving. This is where family comes together, friends come together, they chat, they laugh. Have a good time. So you know what? You ought to be thankful that your family is on the way. Thankful for the food that you have on the table. The food that you're preparing today, the little things that we take for granted, just step back and think about those that doesn't have a home. Think about the homeless people out there that don't know where the next meal is coming from. About those that has been kidnapped and trafficked, and you don't even know the condition that they're in today. And you look around and you see your family, you look around in your home today and you see all that you have. Be thankful for the little things. Don't take nothing and no one for granted. So if you would like to give thanks today and you're listening on another device, the calling number is 347-857-3925. The number one today. And you will be live on the air. You know, I'm thankful for God's supernatural strength today because first Thanksgiving without Apostle Porter next to me doing this broadcast. And I'm just thanking God for each and every one of you that find it not robbery today, being that it's Thanksgiving. And tune into the broadcast. I say, be thankful. Be thankful for the day. Be thankful. Be grateful. And I always tell the listeners, I appreciate you and I thank you for continually supporting this broadcast. I know you all say, probably to be saying that she's always crying. No, sometimes I get overwhelmed when you're so accustomed of having someone next to you supporting you. And it was a pleasure helping Apostle Porter with this Blog Talk Radio, a broadcast that now is entrusted to me. So I thank you all for your support. Pray for me as I pray for you all. And know that God loves you. He's a forgiving, merciful, and loving God. And never fail to give him thanks. Never fail to give him thanks. Look around you. Look around you this day. Your loved ones above ground, thank God. You above ground, thank God. You amongst the land of the living. This broadcast today might not be a long broadcast. It just might be a short one. But not because today is Thanksgiving means that we ever stop the broadcast. Because every day you praise God. You don't stop praising God because something great happened. You only time, and I can't even say that because you don't even have to open your mouth. You can. And when I say you don't have to open your mouth, that goes for, God forbid, you have that tube down your throat. So no, you can open your mouth and praise God. But you know what? You can speak to him. You can speak to him and you can thank him. And if you need to get it right with him, you can do that also. You can do that also. So today, while you're laughing and having a good time with your family, look around. Just stop 1 minute and look around at each and every person that you have in your presence and thank God for them, because no day is promised to us. We do not know. We do not know when God is going to call our name. I can be talking here with you. It could be the last time that you hear me. It can be the last time that I hear you. Give thanks today. Be thankful. Be grateful. And know that there is nothing, nothing, nothing that God won't do for you. Time I'm going to open the line and you can press the number 1 on your phone. For those of you that are listening live, you can press the number 1 on your phone and you can say what you're thankful for. For those of you, again, that are listening in on a different device, the caller number is 347-857-3925. The number 1, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving thanks today with a grateful heart, Lord. Giving thanks today, hallelujah. I know everybody wants to hear a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, you're live on air.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Yes, yes, you. I want to say thank God for life. Thank God for my children there. Thank God for the food he put in my table, in my cabinet, and my fridge. Thank God he gave those that don't have any. Thank you for the air that we breathe. And thank you for putting, you know, I have to say, Auntie Diane, Patsy, and Pastor George in my life. So I just want to be thankful.
I thank you so much, Sister Nessie. And I am thankful for you being in my life. You have been in my life for many years. And I want to tell you, and I always tell you, thankful that you're not just my friend, you are my sister. And you've been that from the time I was 12 years old. And may God continue to bless and keep you. And thank you for calling in. Thank you for continually supporting not just Time to Talk About It, but the City of Victory. Amen. My love to everyone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Will there be another caller? Or are you going to, well, you just hearing my great nephew there. I guess he's giving thanks for this day. Even the babe will give thanks. We don't want to do it. Somebody's going to do it today. So, yeah, you probably will be hearing him in the background. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful, you know, I'm alive and I have the opportunity to see my great nephew. I have great nephews and nieces, you know, so I'm thankful. That doesn't mean that I'm old now, okay, but I'm just thankful that you can see them. You're alive and you can see them. Yes. Yes. Tell them be thankful. Yes. You know, I have lost 2 people in the matter of, let's just say, just a week or 2 apart. And that's what I say. We ought to be thankful. Thankful for life. You may not have all that you want. That doesn't mean that you can't get it. You may be in a situation that you wish that you wasn't, but you know what? You are alive. you have the opportunity to turn it around with the help of God to him. Praise the Lord, you on air.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you, you, and you. We going to rejoice today because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it today. Hallelujah. I am thankful today for my family. I am thankful today for my church family. I am thankful today for friends. I am thankful today to be amongst the living and not the dead. I am so grateful and thankful for the people that God has placed in my life. I am very thankful. I am very thankful, thankful, thankful today. Hallelujah. So wherever you are today, just give thanks and tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you for waking you up for you to see another day. Tell the Lord thank you for waking you up and breathing his fresh air, because today he gave you life and life more abundantly. So just stand up today and wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I love you. Just tell him today, wherever you are, tell him thank you, thank you, thank you today, and be grateful today. Hallelujah. Again, just tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah.
And for those of you that don't know who that is, that is our very own evangelist, Eurecia. And as you can tell, she is called her to do. And I'm proud to say also, that is my sister. That is my sister, the evangelist, Eurecia. I thank you. I appreciate you. I tell that to you every day. I take you not for granted. Thank you. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Diane. I love you and appreciate you. And I thank you for even being master and being a part of my life today. I just thank the Lord for you today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. After a while, she's going to be preaching. Watch. She's going to be preaching. And let me tell you all, I'm thankful for her because, you know, when she said, let me do the broadcast, I tell you, she surprised me just even doing the broadcast because she stepped up. I didn't have to act. She stepped up. So again, thank you, Evangelist Eurecia. And I'll be waiting for the food. Love you.
Amen. Everybody should call in and tell God thank you and say thank you for what they're cooking this morning. I'm going to start off with collard greens, greens, potato, stuffing. You name it. Glory to God. You name it. Tell today what you're thankful for and what you cooked today. Just let us know. Just put it out there in the atmosphere. That way we can come to your house and your house and your house, and we all have a big feast in the Lord today. Just tell him thank you for you, you, and you, for what you're about to cook, and bless his hand that prepared that food today. Because that food will be nourishment to my body, your body, your body, and your body. In Jesus' name today. Amen. Come on, come on. Tell the Lord thank you and say what you're cooking today. Come on. Don't be shy, you, you, and you. Open up. It's an open line. Just tell them, thank you for allowing me to get up and cook this ham. Thank you for preparing this turkey. I thank you for this potato salad. I thank you for this collard greens. I thank you for this island stuffing. I thank you for the coleslaw. Hey, oh, my God. I have a lot to be thankful for today. It's a feast. It's a feast. It's a feast today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, God is good. God is good. He is good. You know, as she was talking about all that food. This is the first Thanksgiving in many years that I'm not doing the cooking. And every time I try and help, it's like, go sit down, you know. So I just say thank you for the people that show for it, love, and show it genuinely today. Amen. I tell you, let me see. Praise the Lord, you're on air.
Thank you, Patsy, for inviting me to your house. Can you send it to the Virgin Island, please?
I know she is hearing you at this this time. Evangelist Sharisha, you're live on the air. You just got an offer just now, you know.
Praise the Lord. All is welcome. It's a thankful day today. All is welcome. But for you, I will freeze it and send it in the mail. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Sister Nancy, what are you cooking today?
Well, I'm doing ham, mashed potato, mm-hmm. and salad, and we are going by Tish House.
Okay. I'll wait for a muffin, though, you know. But, you know, I'll take my plate, okay?
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Will there be another that is calling in today to be thankful? Thankful for the hands, me. I am thankful for the hands that are cooking the food. Bless them and continue to bless them that they're able to continue to cook that food, I tell you. It's good sometimes when you don't have to worry about, you know, cooking all this food, but, you know, the cleanup part afterwards, I tell you. I know you all have fun cooking up, but when it's time to clean up all of that and put away all of that, y'all look and say, nah, we'll do that tomorrow. So, but at this day and time, no, you can't do it tomorrow. You got to find the room. Find the room and make place. I know you cleaned out your freezer. I know you didn't cook no meal yesterday or, you know, matter of fact, from Monday, I know you didn't stuff your freezer with no food that you know that you're going to have to put away, put in the freezer. You know, I know you're not doing it. You're looking at that fridge right now and say, man, I should have bought a fridge today. Oh, wait a minute. Let me ask you all. Or are you just saying, yes, I'm so happy and thankful that today is Thanksgiving because tomorrow is Black Friday. How much of y'all are saying that? How much of y'all done prepare your list on the stores that you're going to hit first for all these deals? Tell me. I tell you. Well, you know what? I don't do Black Friday. Haven't done a Black Friday. But, you know, a lot of us, what we need to do, we support everything that is out there. Instead of looking and seeing what it truly means and where it stemmed from. Amen? Amen, amen. Are y'all going to tell me it's just only Sister Messi and Evangelist Eurisha is, you know, going to say something today? Nobody else is thankful for nothing that God has done for their family. You know, your loved ones could have been in that hospital, and God, nobody but God, brought them out. Y'all ain't thankful for that? I thank God for my loved ones, including those that don't even talk to me. And I want to give a shout out, give thanks to those that in the other nations and those that are in the islands, you know, that support this broadcast. Don't find it robbery to call in and listen or send a donation. I just say thank you all. Thank you. Man, I'm just like, y'all know I was, you know, a little bit, how to say it, on the crying side, because I'm thinking, you know, of Apostle doing the broadcast, you know, both of us were in here doing the broadcast, but I know that she's here with me in spirit. And I thank God for, you know, the texts that I have received and, you know, encouraging me to continue to keep on. I really am. So, and I just had to laugh because she will look at me and she will say, "You always crying." And I'll be, "No, Apostle, I'm not crying. I'm not a crier. I'm not soft." And she's like, "And you lying on top of it?" I was like, "I'm sorry, Apostle." So you know what? Thing. And for those of you that have lost loved ones, just think back on the good times that you all had, you know, the places that you all went to, the conversations and stuff like that. And you may be, you know, sad for a little bit because they're not here. But you know what? When you think about all the things that you have done with them, you know, it brings a smile to your face. It brings a smile to your face. Even those that are, you know, call themselves your enemies, you know, be thankful for them. Because you know what? They're having you go before God this day. They are having you go before God this day. And you are just, you're praying not just for yourself, but you're praying for them as well, that they may come out of darkness and come into the light. So when someone say they don't like you or, you know, they stop talking to you, the word says live peaceable with all men, if possible. And if it's not possible and you have to go, you know, as far as the east to the west, away from them, you know what? Thank God. Thank God. I tell you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I would probably, over the years, I've learned, you know, I started cooking on Wednesday because, you know, there was so much to do. And I would go to bed somewhere mid-morning. I would go to bed, get a few hours, and then wake up to do the broadcast. So all that I thought about, you know, last night on what I will be doing at this present time. So I'm just saying thank you all. And I appreciate you. And we have another caller. Hallelujah.
Hey, I just want to call in and say good morning and say happy Thanksgiving to everyone that calls in. Father, I just want to thank you for my lovely wife, for my mom, my sisters, my brothers, all my siblings, Father, my children. Father, we thank you for the challenges that you bring us through. We thank you, Father, for the simple air that we breathe. Father, I just want to thank you for the life that I have, Father. Father, I want to thank you for the life that you're offering us, Father. Father, I thank you for the wonderful marriage that I have, Father. Father, I want to give you thanks for each and everything that you've done. Father, I thank you for the people you've put in our lives. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity and the people, Father, that I had the opportunity to meet and talk to, Father, that had an impact on our lives. Father, we just want to thank you for those that are still here. Father, I thank you for the ministry. I thank you, Father, for this ministry. I thank you, Father, for the City of Victory, our pastors, our bishops. Father, I thank you for them. And Father, we just want to continue to give you thanks as we continue to grow as people, as we continue to grow as a ministry, as we continue to grow as a family. Father, we just want to continue to give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank and we appreciate you too. I thank and I appreciate you. Yep, I thank God for my husband, always having my back. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. And thank you for calling in and praying and thanking God today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know some today are in the cold, freezing. I don't know what's the temperature outside right about. Oh, it says 60. No, it can't be 69 degrees, is it? Yeah, it's 69 degrees outside, but it's a nice 69 degrees. It's not freezing. And we know, yeah, you all in the islands will be happy to say that it's hot. Our weather is nice and sunshine and, you know, warm all year round. We know that. You don't have to rub it in on us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, are you finished? Are you finished cooking? Oh, see? My other great nephew coming. Oh, yes. Tell them, say hello. You're going to tell them hello? Say hi. Tell them happy Thanksgiving. You're not going to say happy Thanksgiving? You laughing? You're not going to say happy Thanksgiving? Bye. It's a blessing. It's a blessing, people. When it is, you look and you just look around. Just look around. I know everybody here preparing their Thanksgiving meal and lunch because nobody eats. Say nothing. What y'all doing? Putting the food in y'all mouth? Y'all don't want to come on and say, thank you, Lord, for the food. Thank you for my family arriving here at my house safely and all of that. Y'all not going to do that? You know what? Let me tell you something. I tell y'all, I am thankful for each and every person on here today. And we have another caller. You're live on air.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is your sister from the Virgin Islands, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you do and that we are grateful for you and to encourage you to continue on. I know it's very hard for you at this time, but to just be strong and know that God is always in charge. And I'm just, for us and the family here, we are just very thankful for all the blessings that we have received this year and ask God to continue to walk with us and to guide us and to keep us strong. It's been a 2021 was, I mean, 22 was, it's been a little difficult, but, you know, God is in charge and he's good and he carries us through. And so we just all need to remember that and think of the many blessings that we have and be grateful for them, because there's always someone that's got more issues and troubles than we do. So be strong, continue to carry each other, and have a happy holiday.
You know, my sister, I just, you got me. I thought I was finished crying for the day, you know. And just to even hear your voice, I just call, never recognized the number, and then to hear your voice.
Yeah, Mommy's right here and Rudy. So
to you all. Hi, my
brother.
Well,
we're all here.
Hi. Hey, Mommy, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you.
I love you guys, and thank you for the surprise.
Well,
cheer up, girl.
You're always saying, you're never calling, you're never this, you're never that. Well, I thought today would be a good day to give thanks and give you encouragement and to know that we are all behind you.
Thank you, and I appreciate you all so much. I love you guys, and I'll be seeing you all soon, okay?
We look forward to that. We're counting the days.
I love you guys. Love you, Mommy. Love you, my brother, and thank you so much, sis. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just tell you, see, I am thankful they're not sad tears. Bye, honey. They're not sad tears. They're happy tears. I am thank God for my family. I don't take no one and nothing for granted. And my family has embraced me. And I just can't thank them enough. I can't thank them enough. I thank each and every one of y'all for your support today. So, like I say, look around you and just thank God for all that you have. Because without him, we are nothing. We have nothing. Your family, just look at your family. They're coming to your house. Most people just take that for granted. Anything can happen on the way to your house. But you pray and you just thank God. You ask God for traveling mercies, that they reach to your home safely, and for those that have to drive back, you pray. But this day, don't just make this day alone just be a day of thanksgiving. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Every day who God is. Those are his attributes. So we love and one another. We pray for one another. We give thanks. We give thanks for one another, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. And I thank God for that surprise. Yes, that's my family from St. Croix. Just, actually, they got my heart bursting right now. I tell you all, be grateful and be thankful. I can't stress that enough. A lot of people during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, let me see, was the Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. I know y'all say, what about Father's Day? Yeah, Father's Day is there, but you hear the, how does it, society more stress the Mother's Day than they do Father's Day. You know, we have another caller. Praise the Lord, you're live on air. Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess I probably went there. But I'm just saying today, hold one moment. Praise the Lord, you're live on air.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, my God.
Good morning and blessed, happy Thanksgiving to you and to all your listeners this morning. I want to say that to the world, wide world this morning, give thanks to God, give thanks to yourself, and then give thanks to all of those who surround us on a daily basis, those who are afar and our ancestors who have gone, because for them we have to give thanks for who we are today. And in this world of change, this world of learning, this world of turmoil, we make change. We are the change makers. But first of all, let us all have a blessed day and continue besides today to bless those that bless us, to help those that need help, and to be a kind listening ear. And for that,
amen.
I say thank you to you for giving me the time.
Oh, my sister, my sister.
My sister Diane, love you to the moon and back. And thank you for allowing me to be able to share this morning.
Thank you so much. Yes, this is, you know, my sister as well. You know, I'm loving on my Cruzian family right now. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and we think about you every day, and you are in our prayers and our blessings on a daily basis.
Thank you, y'all. I'm making me stop crying today.
continue with the others.
Amen. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, son. Thank you.
You.
Okay.
You too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm truly feeling the love today. I am truly, truly feeling the love. I tell you this, the love is 24/7, 365, not just in certain occasions, not just in birthdays or those holidays that, you know, that I had mentioned, because people only show for it, you know, love and, you know, kindness during those times. But it is 24/7, 365, every day you give thanks. Every day you show forth love and kindness. The attributes, remember the God that lives within you, allow him to operate through you, that when they look at you and they see that light, you know, people say, oh, you just have a glow about you. And I'm not talking about no pregnancy glow, whatever. You just have a glow about you, you know, just the God in you is just working from the inside out. A lot of people these days are so busy with the outside, You know, they're fixing their face. They're getting facelift. They're doing tummy tugs. They're doing all this on the outside. But what about the inside? Our insides are so messed up. We don't even ask God to clean us from the inside out. Because when you clean from the inside out, man, that light is going to continue to shine. They're going to watch you and they're going to say, you know, what? How did you get that glow? What can I do to get this glow? And this is your opportunity to witness. This is your opportunity to witness. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're live on air.
Okay, well, we want to extend some blessings for this Thanksgiving Day. Plenty to all the folks that we are and families that within earshot of this. And we also want to extend some special Thanksgiving blessings to the host, Diane. Okay? This is your bro, so we got to big it up. I'm telling you, extend all the blessings. We give thanks for all the food and everything to our Lord, and we just want to continue to bless everyone. Okay? So, from Baba and I, yo, big it up to the Lord. All right, y'all have a great... Okay, enjoy.
Thank you to my brother and to my sister. I'm being blessed. I don't know about you all today, but I am being blessed today. My heart is just overflowing today. My brother, I love you. My sister, I love you. Thank you all so much. And are you going to send my food in the mail to me, or are you going to drive down and give it to me?
Well, you know, we're doing the turkey trot, so it's going to come from by truck, you know. Airlines are cost too much now, but so it'll be trucked in.
It'll be trucked in? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
UPS, just watch out for the door. Have a blessed day again. We thank you for the time. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I say thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you all. This, y'all would not know how much this Thanksgiving with you all, even just calling in and being thankful, you know, saying what you're thankful for. And I thank you all for being in my life. I take you all not for granted. I thank you all for being in my life. It started out to be a very rough day doing this broadcast today by myself, you know. Not that I haven't been doing it for the past couple months, you know, since my apostle passed away, but we did this together. We did the broadcast together, and, you know, Thursday for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, the lines, you know, that you can give thanks and everything. And it started out, you know, I was sad. Yes, I was crying. One day I won't cry so much, but and I know I can hear my brother. So you're a big girl now. So I'm just thankful. I am thankful for you all. Not letting me do this today by myself. So when you're putting your plate out today, thank God for the food that he have, you know, before you. Thank God for the family, the friends. Thank God today for those that have cooked. May God continue to bless their hands. Like I say, me personally, I'm just waiting today for the food. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, my brother.
How are we doing this second harvest?
I am blessed and thanking God for all the calls and the support today. Knowing that it's Turkey Day for everybody and everybody is cooking, thanking God for them taking the time out today to even just call in and not just bless me, but bless every listening ear, you know, on this broadcast today. I'm just saying thank you. And how are you doing today? Does that mean I'm going to see you a little bit later today?
That's right, but I don't know, you know, because you ain't cooking, so, you know. But I ain't coming around you for the food.
That's all right. You can come around, and, you know, I'm going to give you all that hug and that love and everything, you know. You know I don't just talk it. You know I show it, and I ain't got no problem showing it. So
I know.
Come
that's
on
why
you
I know. That's why you're on the air now.
See, while you're being fed, you're going to feel the love not just in the food, but you're going to feel the love from me too, okay?
I ain't even going to lie. It's been a hot little minute since I really feel like a family outing. And that's probably what I need, you know? So to all those that's out there listening for real, the best thing to do right now is to love your family and get close to your family. Because you never know, you know? So love all and all. You take care.
Amen, amen. Blessings. Yes, that is my brother. Thank you for your support, my brother. You know, if you call in, you won't say nothing. But I just say thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you all enough. You are probably saying that's all she can say. You know what? I thank you. I love you. And all of you all know I have no problems telling you all. And I love you all. I don't just use the word love just to use it. I greatly love and appreciate you all. And for those that even entrust me to pray and intercede on their behalf, you know, I thank you all. I thank God for, you know, blessing me with this, the gift. Don't mind praying, won't mind praying. You call and you ask for prayer, I have no problem praying for you and with you, because I'm not praying by myself. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're live on air. Hello. Are you there?
I'm calling for a second chance of life. And thank Jesus for that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. This is one of my dads. I'm calling in. Praise the Lord. He's up there in that very, very cold country up there.
It is very cold. It's very, very cold in Philadelphia.
What is the weather up there now?
It's around in the 30s. I think it's like 32 now.
Oh, you go ahead, sweetheart, and you keep that 32 up there. I will keep our 69 down here. You know, I've witnessed those temperatures, you know, when I was driving, you know, cross country and the snow that comes behind of it. So y'all are not snowed in or nothing yet, huh?
No, not yet. Probably in December we can probably have a lot of snow. But I hope not. I hope it stays just cool.
Okay.
It's a blessed day today, and, you know, thank Jesus for that.
Amen. So you finished cooking or you still cooking?
I have not started yet.
No, we can't have that now. We can't have that.
Okay.
you go ahead and you start to cook now.
Okay. I will go ahead and do that probably in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, good. I love you. I appreciate you, and thank you.
All right. I love you, too, and you guys have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, you're live on air. Hello?
Oh, okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Blessing to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Blessing in favor.
Amen.
Happiness. Thank God for another year He has given us to be thankful. And everything we shall be grateful and thankful because it's His will and His purpose that we give thanks in every situation at all times, whatever you're going through. Just want to give a shout out. Happy Thanksgiving. Blessing to you. As the book says, stay on the wall. Nehemiah said, don't come down. You're doing a great work. Proud of you. So, after you being a part of my life, happy I'm a part of y'all life. You're what I call bishop and deacon and elder. I give them all kind of names. Your love, your honeydew, whatever you call it, your head is there. So, giving a shout out this morning, giving day. Blessing.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Frazier. Many blessings and happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, I thank you and appreciate you. And you know I love you. Thank you again.
You're quite welcome.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Praise the Lord, you're live on air.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to wish you, everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of y'all. I pray that your families are safe. I pray that you be safe. I pray that you all get fulfilled and get everything. Your cup runneth over this particular day. And Sister Benjamin, I just want to thank you for being such a great inspiration, just hanging in there and doing what you know that's got to be done. I thank God for you. I don't know what I would do without you being on the wall at this present time. I give you praise. I thank God for you and your family. I thank God. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Tell Evangelist Yerisha, happy Thanksgiving. And I just want to be thankful for all the things. Tell your husband even happy Thanksgiving. I just thank God because God is good all the time, and all the time is God is good. And like Bishop Frey just said, Nehemiah, stay on the wall because you got a great work to continue to do. In spite of all the naysayers, all the talkers, all everybody that's saying what they're saying, you stay on the wall because God's got a great blessing in store for you this day. I declare it, I decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive it. And to all that don't know, this is my pastor, Pastor George Bonds. And Pastor, I appreciate you. I thank you and I love you. I love your family, and I thank you for you guys just being here. Okay, we are family.
we love you more, and ain't nothing you could do about it. We just thank you. We've been family from the first day you joined the ministry, and you cannot get away from this family. If you try to run away, we're going to hunt you down. We're going to send the Holy Ghost to slow walk you down and bring you back, okay? Because there's nothing like a good soldier and a prayer warrior that stay on the wall in the time that everybody else is falling off. you just hanging in there. You're doing what needs to be done. And I want to let you know that I, if nobody else, I, Pastor George Bonds Jr., appreciate what you are doing for this ministry. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving again, even to Sister Elizabeth, way up there where she's at. I want to wish her a happy Thanksgiving. Thank God for her continued support, for her tithes and her offerings for this church and for the radio broadcast. I just want to thank God for her because she also is on the wall with you. But you don't see her, but she's there. God bless you. God keep you. May God cause his face to continually shine upon you in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. I thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, your life on the air.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. We just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. You know, we may go through things in life, but we are grateful for God for each day he has given us. It's just maybe man-made Thanksgiving, but we thank God every day. We want to thank everyone in the ministry who's listening, who's supporting us, who's praying for us, and who is there for us. Happy Thanksgiving, Diane.
And thank you so much, Prophetess Natasha. And please, hugs and kisses to Prophet Nathan for me. I thank you, and I appreciate you. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Enjoy
amen.
The day. Don't eat too much, okay?
You too.
And I'll wait for my piece of sweet potato pie, okay?
Sure.
I know
okay.
You okay. Be blessed,
right.
Prophet. Okay. Praise the Lord, your life on air. Hello.
Great, AP.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, AP. I love you.
I love you more. Thank you for being such a support to me and seeing great in me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so thankful for a friend like you. Thank you.
I am thankful for you as well, AP. Yep, that is AP. I say,
I do have
say
a
we're going to stick with
AP.
This is Assistant Pastor Linda. Amen. That's AP. So AP. And she is the joy and she bring the word straight, I tell you. I just thank each and every one of you all today for, you know, helping me through this Thanksgiving day. You know, it's a blessing when you have those that are around you that, you know, don't mind encouraging, don't mind lifting you up, and don't mind putting you in your place when you need to be put in your place. We know that all the time, everything is not going to be, you know, peaches and cream. Sometimes there's other stuff that is tossed in there that we just have to just straighten up and get things right. So to each and every one of our listeners today that are listening live, those of you that are listening on other devices, we truly want to say thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for calling and taking time out of your turkey day to just give thanks today, and I thank you all. I thank you all and greatly appreciate you all. And sometime today, I'll probably stop crying, but I just want to say my heart is so full. I feel the love today. It was a very hard day today. Appreciate you.
many blessings, and don't eat too much food. Don't eat too much food today. Remember, when you eat, go ahead and go get that walk done today. Yes. See, my great nephew came to give me a hug and a kiss today. I love you too, honey. You going to tell them happy Thanksgiving? Tell them happy Thanksgiving, okay? Tell them don't eat too much food. Yes, tell them don't eat too much food. Yes, they got to watch what they eat. And don't forget, thank each and every person that are in your presence today, and thank God for bringing them to your home safely, and may they reach back to their destination safely. Amen. So it's time now for me to end this broadcast. Until next time, y'all, happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful each and every day. Show forth love each and every day. It's not just one day. It's 24/7, 365. Amen. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.